Akoidis Tzayin Ladir. A person is machnis sheep, and the Gemara is going to explain why it's specifically sheep. Ladir to the corral, v'nal b'fanea karoi. And he did appropriately, he locked the door. V'yotza, and somehow this animal was able to get out. Sorry, yeah, Baba Kamen and Hamaviz, I'm sorry. V'hizika, and it damaged, thank you, Schultz. They hate me there. V'hizika Potter.
97.
95. V'hizika Potter. And it went out and it damaged Potter. Loi na'al b'fanea karo'oi, but if a guy was negligent and he didn't lock the door, v'yotza v'hizika, and it went out and it damaged, chayv. Says the Mishnah, Nifritza Balaila, if it broke out of the corral at nighttime, Oshe Partsua Listim, or Ganovim came in and opened it up, the Yotzev Hezeka, and it went out and it damaged, Potter. So who's Potter, Rabbi say?
Baal.
Are the Listim Pturim?
No. What?
They are. Why are they putter, everybody say?
Because they didn't actually touch the animal.
Yeah. They created an opening. And this is part of what this parak is going to have to deal with, but you have to swallow it that Grumma ben Ezekin is putter. I am totally indirect when it comes to the damage of the animal that now is happening afterwards, after the opening is created. Now, that might not be the same as what? When would be a situation of listim being chayev? If they actually take out and they are goinev the actual animal, so then what? So then they're nichnasu tachas avaylim. Then they become like practical owners. We have to understand why. And for those that remember the first week of Zman, we saw a tesis on this about the understanding fundamentally of how the ganovim or shoimrim now become part of like a replacement for the actual owner. But if they're actually stealing the animal, so then that would be considered chai. Maybe give me 1 second, just give me a little bit of momentum. There is a little bit of a, right, you have to do something mashicha, some sort of kinyan, that the Gemara in Ksubis talks about what the kinyan exela are, machlekes ri and the riva and tesis in Ksubis, not for now, for another time, but yes, you would need some sort of kinyan exela, whatever that kinyan exela is a machlekes rishayim, what it constitutes. So Taisus is bothered with Akasha, everybody say. What do you need Nifritza Balaila? Why do you need that separate clause, everybody say? You already have what? Nifritza Balaila is I'm sleeping at night, I took care of everything, and what happened? He was pirates, Balaila. So that's what? That's out of my
control.
So why is Taisus going to be bothered with Akasha? Everybody say, I don't want you to look at Taisus yet. I want you guys to think about what Taisus is going to be bothered by. What's repetitive in the Mishnah? Yeah.
I mean, if it's saying by night, that obviously means the opposite by day. Otherwise, it wouldn't need to say by night.
Okay, but let's go even earlier. Why have you already taught this halacha that I would know Nifritza Balaila?
Once you've done your due diligence, you're not going to be...
So therefore what? What includes this clause? Which clause of the Mishnah?
Nala
Karoi. You already did your due diligence. Exactly. You took care of it. The Mishnah already taught me the halachas, and when I do what I had to do, I got the job done. Now you can't be Machayev anymore. So now, what are you adding with Nifritza Balaila? It's the same logic. It's the same svara. So Taisus is bothered with Akasha. The Mishnah is becoming repetitive. So look at the Taisus. Very important Taisus. Nifritza Balaila. This is a taisus that, like, you know, sometimes you guys grow up and you think, like, oh, I'm learning Gemara Rashi, I don't learn taisus. That's Ian, or that's already that. No, it's taisus is mashlim the daf. That's what I want you guys to see. That's what I want. Taisus is like, when I read a Mishnah, this, I don't understand what the second clause. Taisus gives you, like, already a havana of the full package deal of just sealing up the page, putting the tape on top, shipping it ready to go. Nifritza Balaila, afal pi detona nol bifanea karo'oi, even though the Mishnah already taught me a clause of nol bifanea karo'oi, potter, itstrich. Taisa says it's not repetitive. I still necessitate both clauses. Why? Itzchich lemisnei nifritza balayla potter. I still have to teach you nifritza balayla if it breaks out at night, potter. Kedidayik beperakama, haba yoim chayiv. Dikolo isle lemilsa, because by day people are going to hear about it, and by night people are not going to hear about it. Umistama yada shenifritza. So what? So and the Mishnah is teaching you that what? By night people don't know. People don't know, so therefore you're bipater. So Taisa says, Inami, Belaila, Afilu Noidaloi. Shinifritza Vyotsa Beima, Ain Loy Litroyach Yoiser Midai, Lachzer Acharea Bafil. So Taisa has two ways of answering this kasha. What did I need a separate clause to teach me nifritza balayla if I already know, if I did my due diligence? So Taisus in the first day is telling you, yeah, but we want to tell you that there's a difference between night and day. Night, people don't know about it, so therefore you're off the hook. And even though it's running around and it's your animal that's running around, why are you going to be potter? Because what? Because I don't know about it. I'm shulfing at night. That's the chiddush of nifritza balayla. One second. What do you mean?
So
there's an added chiddush in nifritza balayla.
That what?
That layla is different than yom. That I need to know the halacha that layla is different than yom. That this is an example of due diligence of the people aren't going to know. Nifritza balayla, you'd be chayiv to go get your animal. Nifritza balayla, you're not chayiv to go get your animal. Why? Because you don't know about it. Because this is kala lesle.
Because the owner
doesn't find out about it. Kala lesle, it's not found out about it. Okay, that's the first answer of Taisus. That's a chiddush of nifritza balayla that we needed to know that there's a difference between something that goes out. If it went out by yom, what? What are you obligated to do? So you're obligated to go get the animal. But by layla, you're not obligated to get the animal. Why? Because you don't know about it. So this is another example of what? You did your due diligence. You don't know any better. And therefore, you're going to be putter. And I wouldn't have known to differentiate yom balayla. Then Taisus continues and says, a second day of inami. Give me a second. Inami, Taisa says. Even if there's a chiddush at night, that what? Even if what? You do know about it. They texted you. They wrote on your WhatsApp. It's on the news. This guy's animal is running wild. It's going to damage someone. Says Taisa in the second day, since there's a clause that's teaching me that there's a chiluk of nifritz of alayla, I'm off the hook.
Aren't they both not really necessary?
One second. My rabbi say.
You can't say that you be opposite to hold your client.
You
know about it.
Nope. Only in the first day. In the second day, that's the nafkamina between the two terutzim of Tosis. Again, Tosis had a shaila. Tosis wanted to know what's this second clause teaching me in addition to the first one. Tosis says in the first day, mistama a guy doesn't know about it at night. That's the chiddush. But implication being that what if he did know about it? Then you better get your body out of bed and. Get this animal back into the corral and lock it up, right?
That's during the day.
What? That's during the night, if you find out about it. Mashenk, in the second day of Taisus holds, that even if you find out about it, and you know your animal's being mazik people, and is causing damage, there's a halacha called nifritz of alayla. We allow you to sleep. We allow you to sleep, and you're off the hook. How's that possible? What do you mean? It's my animal that's now damaging. Rabbi Yisai, what's pshat over here? What's the machlokes between these 2 days and Taisa? Halach lamaisa. You have an animal that broke out at night. And I know about it. I find out about it. Am I chayef to get the animal back into the cage or not? 2 days and Taisa. What's the machlokes, Rabbi Yisai? Who has a havana in this Taisa? Yeah.
Once we set the precedent that one doesn't have to go out looking for it at night, we're not going to consider whether he knows about it or doesn't know about it because we already have that rule.
So, but again, there is no precedent like that. That is being debated by Tosfos.
The answer is isn't that the precedent?
No, so fine. But what's the other day that says you have to go? What's the machlokes? You're just saying, you're explaining one day. Once you're off the hook, you're off the hook. So what does the other day hold? What's the Nakudas HaMachlaikis? What's the Svara that they're disagreeing with, Rabbi Yisai? What logic? What do we have? What do we know? Those of you that were here the first semester, Rabbi Yisai, what did we discuss, perhaps, that can suggest a Mahalach over here in these 2 days in Taisus? Yeah?
Is it an obligation on the person or on the animal?
Oh. say it better.
So, is it an obligation on the person to that the animal damage
is
his fault, or is it the
animal's
fault?
Rabbi said, why is an abaylim chayev for mamayna shehizik, for his animal that damages? So we've cleared this. This is coming out of your noses already. We've discussed this chakira many times. We've had shak levitaris and gemaras that we thought discussed this. Gimel and Merbez going on to the Talmud and Aleph, the Raiva, the Shittim Kubeshis, right? We discussed already from the first week in Shir, why is a Bailim Chayev for Mamoina Shehizik for his animal that's damaging? So we suggest two pshat. Either it's considered like I'm damaged, it's an extension of me. The Mamon Amazik, its action is now somehow relates back to me, and it's Chayev for the Mamon Amazik's action. Or no, totally different pshat. I am obligated to be a Shomer on my own property. And what? As long as I am negligent and I'm not being shomer properly, so then what? The Torah slaps on a chiyuv because of your poshei and your shmira. But if I was not poshei in my shmira and I was not negligent in that watching, so what's going to be the halacha? Then I'm putter, even though the animal is still damaging and that's an extension of me. That's not the reason why it's chayiv. So Rabbi Isai, according to the Man D'Amar that holds, it's all a pshia and shmira. It's all negligence in my watching, Rabbi Isai. What could you posit and suggest to say a chiddush about nifritz of Belaila? Yeah, Zach, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? Moshe, what do you want to say?
He's the one that over there says if you do the proper shmira and it gets out on its own, then like you're...
If you did the proper shmira, even if I find out about it according to the second day in Tosfos, perhaps he's saying, doesn't matter, I did my due diligence. I'm not Poshea. So now what's going to be Machayev me if the animal damages? That doesn't connect. That doesn't relate back to me. It only relates back to me if there's a what, Rabbi Isai? A big P, a Pshia. Right? But if I'm not Poshea, I'm not... But Masha'inkin, what perhaps does the first day hold? It says, no, if you know about it, go get it. What do you mean I'm not Poshea? Maybe it's just Mamon Amazik. And therefore I have to do whatever. If I'm aware, then I got to go, even in the middle of the night, to lock up this animal. Perhaps one could suggest the 2 days in our Tosfos answering this seemingly normal question. It's just understanding the placement of the Mishnah, the clauses in the Mishnah, but fundamentally coming out with a major machloikis lahalacha. Do I have to get out at 1:30 in the morning out of my bed to now retrieve my animal and lock it up? Could in Lumdis be one of the most fundamental questions in Baba Kama that's sitting on Daf Nun Hamebe's Baba Kama. Yeah, Zach.
According to the second day, if you lock it up properly even during the day, you shouldn't have to go chase it if it gets out. Because once you lock it properly, if you lock it up properly, you shouldn't have to go chase it, but it's not it should
right. Be. Right.
So then how does he's saying that that's a fiddish.
Right, so you'd have to say it's a great ha'ara. You're saying, according to my logic, you were not Pesheya. So you'd have to add in, you'd have to add in and say, in the daytime, by you not retrieving, that's an additional Pshia. Since you're walking around, since you're awake, so now, by you now allowing to continue, and the daytime is some time that we could expect you to be around, so by you not trying to grab it back is an additional Shia, but I hear it's not as smooth. It's a great point. Yeah, sure.
Just for clarification, according to the second day in Tosfos,
if once it's
night, I find out about it, I'm in bed, I see on the news, like, okay, I'm Potter. I mean, this might be a stretch, but is there any connection between that and the case you're doing in the Yerushalmi? But like, according to Tosfos, that once I found out, even though I found out about the glasses, right, even according to Tosfos, it's not going to be considered onus gomor, even though once I found out about it. So why, in this case, like, if I found out about it already, even though we're going to say it's the Shmira, am I still not going to be chayev for getting the animal for the damages it causes?
There's one difference. It's called Petzatachas Potza. That's a major, major difference. But Moinu Shehizika, Adam Amazik, is a totally different parasha because of that Xeris Akasa for Petzatachas Potza. Yeah. Oinus. Just before you even get to that. Oinus. Stam Oinus. Not Oinus Gomer. Oinus. Oinus is Potter by Mamon Amazik. Oinus is not putter. Even according to Tosfos, that's Mekel. Oinus is not putter by a person's action. Yeah. By the way, just I hope everyone knew this. Just mazik. I hope everyone. I assumed everyone did from our examples. Adama mazik is also Rabbi Yisai a car. That's not mamon mazik. You're driving the car. That's your power. That's you. When a guy hits someone else, that's all adama mazik. Yeah.
In the second part of Tosfos, it sounds like he's more just saying the difference is like afela, like whether it's darkness or not. Because at the end he says we're not going to make you go.
Again, start again. I just got distracted because Schultz just asked a great question. Yeah, what?
We're saying that this whole like the Kruda and Tosfos is like this whole deep thing about whether it's on the ball or whether it's on.
Right.
But it just sounds like he's saying that we're not going to make you go chase it in the dark.
Right, so I'm asking why. Why is there a debate? I'm asking, why is there a debate between Tosfos of whether or not you have to chase it during the dark? Why not? You should have to. That's your moment. Go get it. I'm sorry. I know it's inconvenient, but get out of bed. Just like I do for sure. Like, why? The other day it holds yes, the other day it holds not. Why? I'm just giving a svara of perhaps that's what they're debating. Everybody say, Schultz just brought up a great Shaila. What about
Tesla.
A Tesla? Which, by the way, I told a person, a doctor, that they should spend. They were asking me how much money they should. The Shaila was like this: how much money they should spend to buy a Tesla, a Hilchos Shabbos Shaila, so that they can use an electric car instead of a gasoline car, which potentially would be an Issur D'Rabbanan instead of an Issur D'Oraisa if they would have to drive on Shabbos. So I said you had to spend a lot of money. And the guy bought the car. Okay?
Sick.
And out of an appreciation for passing the Shaila, he bought me one too.
Just give it
to you. No. So, Lamaisa, Schultz just brought a great question. So, they drive on their own. They're an auto driver.
You don't get in and then just go.
You have to program,
it when you're
okay, but I could program that. I could program that for Shabbos, right?
No, you're driving and then you get in the highway and you start driving.
It's like, it's like cruise control.
It's like cruise control, but it turns for you.
No, I got it. I'm saying the mechanics of cruise control. So fine, so you have to be driving. So then that's not. No, I thought it was like Knight Rider.
No, you don't just.
Do you guys even know what Knight Rider is?
Yeah.
So I used to have a little car, Knight Rider, and I had him also.
No, I'm
with
saying
the black jacket, the red shirt.
What if while you're in this autopilot mode, you hit someone?
But you're driving.
No, you're not. When you press the button, you're doing nothing.
You mamish could go to sleep.
Technically, don't recommend if you're driving straight in the highway for 100
miles.
This is really our next sugya that we're going to do in Ian. Everybody said this connects to Eishu Mishum Chitzus. Meaning that koyach is picking up directly from the Adam.
Yeah.
So Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, we have to clear this. Maybe we'll talk about this in the next sugya. But if it's a koyach that's immediately following, Reb Chaim Brisker held that that's also chitzuf.
It changes as you drive.
It changes lanes.
Let
me ask you something. So here's the shaila. Would you mamish call that kalu lo chitzuf?
No, it's like when you shoot an arrow and a wind comes and blows it and it hits
something else. So that's what I'm saying. Right.
You decided you're going right. to let it go.
It picked up from your kayak. All right, Lamaisa, so we have to handle this. Please remind me, in the next sugya, Rabbi, so we're going back to Rama and Ishmael
and Pizza. Then your kayak's over.
Yeah, but Shaffel's right. But that all picked up from your pressing.
Your initial press.
But then it dies.
Okay, but that's with anything. I turn a car on. Let's say it's a Knight Rider car. I turn the car on, and that's all my doing anyways. For instance.
Right, so that's the Shiloh, meaning now it has this. The Gemara never dealt with robots, but like now you have this new decision-making with that now it could really. But now we have to figure out, is that really picking up from my first koach, or is that a new koach that's totally now just considered mamon? Nafkamina, can I be a roitzeach? Can I be a roitzeach in such a matzav?
Well, if you order a driverless car,
You ordered something,
and
I want to know who activates that who activates that call?
The car was parked, and then I called it, and it came to me.
Oh, that turns it on.
It's possible. I don't know if it was.
So what are you guys talking about? The fact that
Tesla's different.
Tesla's different. But there is a Knight Rider car. That exists. What type of car is that?
Google Waymo
cars.
But what? How does the car work?
It's a driverless car.
It exists. I'm going to be right now on the highway. I could see a driverless car.
Not yet.
Like at Phoenix, in Arizona, they're testing them.
Soon.
I'll send it to the group.
So, yeah, in a phenomenon.
But if you see a Tesla on the highway, it's a good chance it's driving by itself.
I feel like a lot of people don't trust it.
This is my review.
Yeah, it is.
This is unbelievable.
Everyone puts it. What?
This is unbelievable.
Why not?
The
guy's in the front seat.
No, he's right. The person told me that he
telling you, use
drive.
It all the time.
What?
Yeah, but you live in L.A. There's nowhere to...
All right, Rabbi said we got to handle this next sugya. Let's go. Weiter. Back to the Mishnah. Unbelievable. You know, I had a Shiloh, the Shiloh of the Week. You know, Friday nights we do Shiloh of the Week in the shul. So a person asked me a Shiloh on Friday... Usually the most exciting shilohs happen on Friday. I'm like thinking about what shilohs, and then like Fridays like get stormed with shilohs like right before shilohs. So a person that asked, they had to go to the hospital. Well, everyone was interested because I introduced the shiloh as a future family that's moving into the community. So everyone, no one was listening to the shiloh. They just wanted to figure out who it was, you know. So the person had to go to the hospital. On Shabbos, he was preparing if he had to go to the hospital on Shabbos. He wanted to know if he could speak to, if he could activate his phone through Siri. Is that better than him dialing the actual numbers? So what's better?
It's the same thing because it's the election.
Yeah. So that's what I said. So I said, what's the raya? So it's unbelievable. But this is what I want you to hear. This is why I'm telling you. I'm not stomping for the shaila. I told the Olam. I said the answer to this Gemara lies in a Gemara Mamatziah and Daf Tzadiyah Mebeis. Gemara Mamatziah Daf Tzadiyah Mebeis talks about the Isser that you're not allowed to muzzle a cow when he's grazing. And the Gemara says, what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan says, Machlix Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, what's the din if I muzzle a cow by screaming? Chosma Bekol. He does it with his voice. He terrifies the animal, and the animal gets in shock, and now he can't eat. So the Gemara said, the Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Yochanan, Chosma Bekol Leike. You get Malkus. Shaila is, you don't get malchus for any action that's not a lav sheish b'maisa. You need a lav sheish b'maisa. So why, ask the Magi Mishnah, is the Rambam paskening that you get malchus over here, you didn't do a maisa, you just yet. So the Magi Mishnah says a chiddush, that any time you do something b'dibor with a kol, like tmura, and now there's a result, and there's a status that creates from your maisa, so now that's as if you did that maisa. So what's going on over here, Rabbi? So you have Siri, right? Siri or the from version Shira, whatever it is. Right? You have these new dins. It's true. So now you have all these things. Yeah, and you have from ways also. So now you have Siri. And now I'm activating Bekol. Where is the answer to the Shaila coming from? From 3,000 years ago, Chosma Bekol. From a Gemara that talks about, if I'm muzzling a cow, that you think, who talks about Shor Shenaga Chazapara? Who talks about all these DM? It's alive. The Chazanish said, every single answer in modern technology, in modern day, in modern science, lies within Shas, within the Amoraim, the Tanoim, and within the Rishayim. We just have to look with the right glasses and be able to find it. Yeah.
They're always listening.
You could. That's not true. This guy's tale told me that he had to press a button for Siri to be activated.
Not anymore.
No, you
so
say,
you can. Siri. And if you that's the case, you have to shut that off for Shabbos.
Yeah, if it's voice activated, it'll
be. I'm not disagreeing. You have to turn that off for Shabbos. Yeah. Because it's like talking to a microphone.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to talk into the microphone. Shlomo Zalman writes in the Mincha Shlomo. The Ramesha writes Beferish. Microphones are awesome. Anything that has echo, all these things in the house that respond to things, they should not be on Shabbos. Yeah. Viter.
Why? Because they're listening to you?
So I paskin like this. I didn't think that there would be a difference. One of the guys, Adi, is very electronic, and he's going to try to figure. I asked him to figure out for me to break down all the electric impulses if one is more and one is less. But it's very hard, he said, to figure out and to differentiate between the two. And I'll be pashtus, there's not a malus of one over the other.
Yeah. Should there be a difference between Face ID and Touch ID?
Yeah, what about your face? Or your
so I don't think so. I think Face ID would be the same thing as Chosma Bekol.
No, I'm just talking about, like if you remember the fingerprint.
Yeah, no, no, you're putting it in front of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Face ID would also be the same.
But you're not. They asked me this, Kasha. The scanner's going already.
When I was in Boca, I gave this shiur about a guy who forgot to unlock his phone. I wrote an article on this. A guy who forgot to unlock his phone and he had to go to the hospital on Shabbos. He had two ways to unlock his phone. He could use the fingerprints in a normal way, or he can do a shinoi four times to put in the passcode. So what should he do? So I said that he should do it without a shinoi with the passcode. Well, with the fingerprint. That was my whatever. I had all, but it was unbelievable. It's machlokes rishonim in Yuma about eating on Yom Kippur. That's what it comes out. It's funny, but Rabbi said that's what it is. You have to go through the sugya. You have to go through every sugya, and you have to figure out. And it's gonna. That's the answer. Chasman b'kol. It's grazing in a thing. But I think facial recognition is also chasman b'kol. Vaita, let's go out. Let's go back to that kredus. Rabbi say, Torah is endless and Torah is current. Zok the Gemara. Hoitzia listim, like we said. If the robbers took it out themselves, and like Shiner said, they did a Kinyan Gneva, and they actually took it out, so now what? List in Chayovin. Now the listin are now underneath the Bailim on it. Yeah.
Why is it separate to your listin? It's kind of redundant. If Pratu's listin was coming to tell you that they're your Pachu, just had two listin, then we would know.
Oh, that's showing the boss.
Tosis has your Kasha.
No.
Tosis Dior Maskel Oi. Tosis Dior Maskel Oi.
He says that
the itzrich lashmina dafilu.
Dafilu listim p'tur, kishlein it's you. But if the mission just says it's you, listim p'tur.
No, but I would have thought any type of otzah. I would have thought even pirtzu.
If you're just pirtzua.
What?
If you're just pirtzua.
That's what you know that. You know that because you have a separate clause. That's exactly what the mission is coming to tell you. You would no, but that's the point. I know that you need a ma'aseh kinyan because I have two categories here. And I can contrast one from the other. There's Partsua and there's Hotzia. And I wouldn't have known that otherwise. I would have said any time the Ganovim cause it to leave. So then you're Chayv. You don't need a Maisekinyan. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There's a difference between the two. He nicha b'chama. He leaves it off in the sun. Or he passed it over to someone who doesn't have a full-fledged mental capacity in Allah, Rabbi Yisai. And then it was went out in his mazik, chayiv. So then I'm chayiv. Masr l'raya, but if I gave it over the responsibility to a shepherd, nichnas haraya tachtav, the shepherd is chayiv. Nafal legina v'nenis b'shalemis mashenenis. So now the Mishnah says, if it fell in off of my property, it fell into someone else's property, and it enjoyed the food, so then I'm not chayiv al tznezek, but I'm chayiv alts what? Mishalemes mashinenes. But you don't have to pay the amount of the hezekah. Why? Why don't you have to pay the hezekah, Rabbi Yisai? Shane. What happened to Shane, Rabbi Yisai? So look at Rashi. Nafuligina. Ba'oines migag baila. It fell ba'oines. Hasamach leginas chaver. Osha isa rishas harabim gavoyim and agina v'nafla. So, even though I'm potter what? Ba'oines by Mamon HaMazik, not Adam HaMazik. Mamon HaMazik, I'm potter ba'oines, right? But I'm not potter from paying what? Paying the amount that I was nene. Nene has nothing to do, this is a very important klal, but you say, nene is not the same as hezek. Paying what you saved on not paying for dinner that night is a taina that another guy can say, oines shmeines. Mamoini gabach. My mamon is by you. You have to pay for what? Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not paying for the hezek and in Hilchos Nezikin and Parshas Mishpat, I'm not going to be chayev, but I still have to pay the Dmei Hana. Good. So then the Mishnah says, a new din we're going to come back to later. Yard the Kedarka v'Ezikim Mishalemes Masha Hezek, but if it went Kederech and it was Mazik, so then it has to pay an hezek. Ketzim Mishalemes, how do you evaluate the Tashlumin? Masha Ezikah, Shavan Beisa, Ba'isa Sada, Kama Isa Yafa, Kama Yafa. So it says the Mishnah, Rabbi, so we saw this Mishnah already earlier in the year, that what do you evaluate? You evaluate it not every bushel independently, but rather, what?
Otherwise it would be very expensive.
Exactly, otherwise it would be very expensive. That was what we saw in the. Rather you evaluate it based on the whole field. So what, by definition, every bushel on a larger field with a lot of bushels becomes not as significant than an independent bushel. It's like Lamashal, if you guys would think about it. To guy to find you got you're missing one volume of your shas, or you're missing one volume of your set in ritva. For you to be able to find one ritva is gonna be much more expensive than the amount of each ritva in the whole set.
Yeah, but
the
guy was looking individually.
So I'm saying, if you're doing it, if you're paying Nezik individually, so then it's going to be much more expensive, and now the Mazik lose out, so that's why we don't evaluate the Mazik like that. So that's what...
Yeah, but I'm saying the person who got damaged is going to lose money because, let's say, he's selling the bushels individually, so then he's getting less money because you're looking at...
The person who got damaged?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the way the, that's not the way we evaluate the Nezik. That's not what the Nezik happened.
The damaged weekend Mazik went over this weekend.
What? Who says the din is to weaken the mazik?
I'm
there's no halacha of weakening the mazik. There's no, the din is to pay the tashlum of the nezik that you had to do.
If we're only doing it so that the mazik doesn't pay as much, then...
We don't want to burn the mazik, yeah.
But if that's the din, then why are we being light on him?
No, that's why we are being light on him.
I'm saying, like, let the chips fall. Why are we being easy on him?
Because that's not, so that's not the way mishpatim is. You don't just say, burn, burn, baby, burn. That's that. You have to evaluate it in a normal way, and you shouldn't have to pay an exorbitant amount. It's not going to be a sustainable system. Listen to the little Rukh Rash. It says, "Ain't shaman as harug levadim. They should mafsid mazik. Shashaman also b'chol shavya v'rachmana amar obiya b'steir acher." And the Torah says you should evaluate b'steir acher in an entire field, in the context of a field. V'darshinim b'gemara malamit shashaman also al gav sada acheris. Shaman be sada b'osa sada kama yisviyal v'koydim shenechla. It's a chiddush. You're right, Shiner. I wouldn't have necessarily said, but that's maybe a raya that it's not just a punishment. It's actually to pay back what you will have to you lost. Fine. Rab Shimon Aymar Achla Peris Gmurim Mishalem is Peris Gmurim Imsa Im Sasayim. So what does Rab Shimon hold? Shavkar Bishlo Kol Tzurg Mishalem is Kol Ahezek Veyecha Shaminen Agav Sada Hecha Da Adayin Le Nigmar. So we have to get to, in the Gemara, we'll understand what the Machloik is Tanakam and Rab Shimon is. Let's go back to the beginning half of the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Gemar. Tana Rabbanan. Eze karoi ve eze shaloi karoi. What does it mean, I locked it up karoi in a fitting way or not a fitting way? Deles sheyechoyle lamed beruach mitzuya. A door that was able to stay closed in a common wind. Zeu karoi. That's normal. Sheyene yechol lamed beruach mitzuya. But if I locked it up in a way that it can't even withstand a normal wind, Zeshalokaroi, then you didn't do your due diligence, and that's not sufficient. Amrav Mani Bar Patish, Mantana Mua Disagale Bishmira Pchusa. So this is what's called, Rabbi Yisai, being able to deal with and to withstand a normal wind is what's called in Halacha Shmira Pchusa. It's not, you're not standing there, you're not watching it, but what did I do? I set up that it should be able to withstand, one second, a normal wind. So who is the one that says that an animal that is known to damage, that's a muad, has the ability, you're a putter if you did a shmira p'chusa, this lower level watching. So Gemara says it's Rabbi Yehudi. This is the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Disnan, because the Mishnah says earlier in Bava Kama, a major machlokes tanoim, Koshra Baalov Bimaisira Vina Olifon of Karoi. If a Baal locked up his animal, Viyotza Vihizik, and then it went out and it was Mazik, Echad Tam the Echad Muad Chayav Divre Mer. Mero's opinion, we don't differentiate between a Tam and a Muad, but if you did that, you are Chayav. Why? Because you only did a Shmira Pchusa. Right? Rashi says, "Money must listen to Amr Tzayin Shizika B'Shein V'Rego." The Hainu Muad B'Tchilos Tzagle B'Neiler Karoy. The Hainu Shmir B'Chusik D'Kimer Shoch Lam Ruach Zuvi Yasa Ruach Shein B'Tzuyah Lokoy. Fine. So Rav Meir says Shmir B'Chusik does not help for a Tam or a Muad. Rabbi Yehuda Amr, listen to what Rabbi Yehuda says: Tam Chayiv Muad Potter. If it's a Tam, he's Chayiv. Why? Because Shmir B'Chusik is not enough for a Tam. If he's a muad, he's potter. How does Rabbi Yehuda get to that conclusion? Shneemar v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav. V'shamar hu. V'shamar, sign. Where's the pasuk? Oy noida kishor nagachu mitmol shol shom. V'lo yishmerenu ba'alav. Shalem yishalem shor tachas ashor v'amesi eloi. So the pasuk says, sorry. V'lo yishmerenu ba'alav. So when is v'lo yishmerenu ba'alav? It's talking about by a mu'ud. So that's where shmira p'chus is enough.
The pasuk before says v'hu ad bidolav
v'lo yishmerenu. What?
The pasuk before says v'hu ad bidolav v'lo yishmerenu.
So it's talking about a mu'ud.
Yeah.
So then that's where you need shmira. That's where shmira p'chus is sufficient. But if it's what? A tam, then you need a shmira ma'ula. Then you need a higher level shmira.
Why?
Rabbi Yisai, this is what Moshe asked me during the week when he saw this Gemara. A question that all of you are, that Schultz is obviously asking right now and should bother every one of you. It's counter what? It's counterintuitive. L'chor, you would think that a mu'ud, you should need a higher level shmira than a tam. So the Rishonim say, not necessarily. Why not necessarily, Zach? Why? What do you think? Yeah, so what do you think? Everybody say, those of you that I didn't speak the ass out with, what do you think? So Rishonim say, yeah?
Isn't there like a machlokes on this? Whether like...
There is, Barbeda or Mer.
No. As in like, about either it's like out of your control, like you did your part and like, either you did your part and you can't control it or like you should have done like your highest to do it because even more so.
The Chakira that we just mentioned about Mamon Amazik. Okay, but what about Tam and Muad? What about Tam and Muad, Rabbi Say? Give me a Svara by Muad why I should not need as high of a Shmira. Sofer.
Because you're going to be more present guarding it. You're going to be there.
More present guarding it means the Shmira Shmira Mu'ula. I'm not being a Shmira Mu'ula.
There's only a specific amount you can do by a Muad. You've done what you can, and since it's classified as a Muad, you can't control it. It's gonna, if it gets out, you've done what you can.
Wouldn't Chacham?
We all agree right here
that there is two categories. There's Shmira Pchuser and Shmira Mu'ula. There is something more I could do. There is something more I could do. I could sit by this animal and make sure that I'm there.
But even if you're there, it'll still get out. Who says like?
But why aren't I machayev at least to do that? You're saying it's not going to help.
It's not going
to
help.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
It might help if I have the ability to make sure that it doesn't break out from the rope.
If you're going to stand right in front of the gate, right, and it comes barreling towards,
I'll tighten it as it starts to loosen it.
Maybe it has to do with like the after effect. So let's say a tom gets out, right, and does some sort of damage. You know that was really a fault because that should have never happened. But if a muad were to have gotten out, there's no real way to evaluate what would have happened prior. If you should have guarded it more, if there was even anything you could do. But you know if a tom got out, that there was more than you should have done.
That's the same thing I'm saying.
But we're talking about the guarding.
Why are we all focusing on the guarding, Rabbi Sai? Focus on the? On the animal and what? Focus on the? On the velt, on the people. They know that this is a shormuad. If they know the shor, what do you mean? It was went to Bezdin. There was announcements. Rabbi Sai, by definition, say the Rishonim on this Gemara. Yeah, they put up posters. If that's the case, Rabbi Sai, what is going to happen by a shor muad? People are going to what? Are going to be afraid of it. So people are going to be protect themselves from it.
But they're not just walking around the streets.
Barreling down the street. What? Coming towards you.
They're not just walking around the streets.
Who?
The animals aren't just walking around the streets. When you see an animal walking down the street, I don't care if it's a tom or
you don't have a picture of like, oh, is this one over?
His Camaro was not written in Woodman.
You don't really have time like evaluate if that's like Tom's cow.
That's the muad or it's the same.
No, they did.
That's not true. They had great. They knew. Everyone knew each other's cows.
Rebbe, even if they do, that doesn't mean you shouldn't still have to watch it better.
Yeah, that doesn't mean
you know.
No, so Mamela, it's going to be automatically avoidable. So therefore, I can rely on the fact that people are going
to... The responsibility is on everyone to be watching themselves.
Yeah.
So why do they have to take on my responsibility to watch my ass?
We're not saying they take it up as well. This is a way to figure out why the Torah would be would make your responsibility less?
It just
because it's automatically people are gonna be protect themselves. I hear you. I hear you guys. I'm with you.
No, people know to be afraid of a wolf and not afraid
of a puppy. It's a similar thing, right?
Do they like mark its horns?
Right, like snakes. Snakes. People are just not gonna go in certain places.
Is there something that works out of boar? Like then everyone.
Well, snakes more the gamra.
What? You are never chayav for a boar in Rishus HaRam, Rabbi. So there's, if those of you that finished the fifth parak of Bava Kamma. If you learned the Gemara Fit Perek Bava Kamma, there's Torah in Miami. Rabbi, those of you that finished the first Perek Bava Kamma, the Gemara says what? If it's daytime and you have the ability to see the boar and you fall into my boar, it's on you. Maybe it's on you for not finishing the fifth paragraph of Bava Kamma. Weiter.
Revulsion in Miami. You could learn Revulsion.
Famous?
Yeah.
Really?
I'll break it.
Where did he go?
He has a shtiebel in the house. Some guy killed
before. That's an interesting fact. Okay, Weiter. Rabbi Lazar Aymer, Ein Loi Shmira El Asakin. Rabbi Lazar says, no, you're Chayev. Rabbi Lazar's Rashi says, Polagat Tervayu. He argues with both Rameir and Biura. The Eler of Meir Miu Bishmira Mu'ula Sagile. At least Rameir holds if you're Shaymer in a good way, you'd be Potter. Rabbi Lazar Savar, Lesli, Natrisa Lemuad. Rabbi Lazar says, sorry. The opposite. When it comes to a Muad, you're never Potter, and you always have to be Chayev if you're Muad, if you're new. It's a big Kiddush, this Rabbi Lazar Shita. You're always going to be chayv.
V'amr lo b'masis
etan arba dvarim. Okay,
that's normal.
Fine. V'amr lo b'masis etan arba dvarim atayra miyata b'shmirosa. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, there are four types of mazik that the Torah minimized the culpability and the amount that you're chayv. V'elohein. And these are them. Bor, v'esh, shein, v'regel. The four, the dalet of his mazik. Bor, d'chsiv, ki yiftach ish bor, o ki yichar ish bor. V'lo yichasenu, the Torah says v'lo yichasenu, hakisuhu, but if you cover your boar, pater. So you see that the Torah limited the amount that you'd be chayav by a boar. Eish, where did the Torah limit the amount that you'd be chayav on an eish? T'chsiv shalem yishalem amavir sabeira. The person has to pay if he lit a fire. Ad the ovid ke'ein mavir. Until you were ke'ein mavir. What's ke'ein mavir? Says Rashi, bipshia. If you didn't do it bipshia, you're not going to be chayev when it comes to age. So that was a drasha of the Torah, hamavir is habeira, that it has to be kein mavir, that you're now doing with negligence, you're lighting a fire. Shein dechsiv ubir b'stei acher, ad da ovid kein ubir, right? Kein shiach lenu labento biadaim klomer b'shia, again, you're only chayev when it comes to shein if you basically allowed your animal to eat it, so you were paisheya in his eating in the other person's field. Regel dechsiv v'shilach ad de ovid ke'ein v'shilach. Until you are as if you sent it, you sent the animal out, and therefore you are the culpable person in all of these situations of being mazik. Rabbi Yisai, do you remember the Gemara on Gimel Med Aleph? The Gemara had Ahavamin on Gimel Med Aleph, v'shilach, that maybe I'd only be chayev and regel to the extent that what? Unless I actually sent the animal. The Gemara has Ahavamin. Vishilach Zerago, that's the place this, I think, quotes over here. Yeah, fine. So the Gemara, remember the Gemara Rabbi say? Gemara and Gimel Med Aleph. Hava Amina. It's Rechani Mili Sakhle, the Mina Honey Mili, the Shalach Shluche. Aval Ozman Melelo, but if it went on its own, maybe I wouldn't be Chayav Rego. Kamash Malon, that even though it says Vishilech, it doesn't mean that I actually have to send, I have to physically send the animal, but I still need to be, at least, says the Gemara, I still need to be, Vishilech was still used, even though it's a confusing language, right? Because I still need to be, what's the big word? Negligent. I still need to be Pashea and involved in the regal activity, as well as all the other mazik. So what's the Gemara saying over here? So the Braisa said that what, by all the Dalet Ovos Nezikin, you have some limiting drasha to tell you that you're not chayev in all the cases. V'cheinu omer mishalchi regal ashor v'chamor ubir ze ashen v'cheinu omer kasher yuvar agol atumo time of the ovid kein v'shilach, only if you acted kein v'shilach ubir haloy ivid haloy ovid loy. But if you didn't do that with negligence, so then you are not chayev. So therefore what, Rabbi Yisai? What's the Gemara quoting this for? What? So the Gemara is saying to you that what?
Fourth sing the Torah.
Atar miyot bishmeras and amar blaz var amar lav mastis and tana arba dvar matar miyot bishmeras on. And not what? So the Gemara goes on. You have to read on in the Gemara. So the Gemara goes on. These were miyata bishmirasin. Amar Rav Masisa nami deka diktani tsoin michti bishor kaskinan va'otsi nisne shor maishan diktani tsoin lav mishum da'atar miyata bishmirasin. So the Gemara wants to say, and Rabba says, that you have the same diak from our Mishnah. We're talking about the example of what? An animal being mazik, the whole mesechta has been what? A shor, an ox. And now we're switching to a what? To a tzon. Rashi says, Mastisa nami deka the time of mishum da tera miyata. When it comes to Shane Varegel, the Torah was memayit. Aval be karen muedes. But when it comes to a karen, what? Right? Lav Krab Yudah Svirle, and the Torah was not Mimayit. Karen Muedis is not one of the cases that the Torah was Mimayit. Midiktani Tzon, the Ein Azeka Ela B'Shein V'Regel, a sheep who's only Mazik what? A sheep doesn't what, Rabbi Yisai? A sheep doesn't gore. A sheep doesn't have Karen. A sheep is only what? Shein V'Regel. That's where what? We could say Atayra Miyata. Because Shane Varega was one of the situations where HaTorah was Memayit. Where was the Torah not Memayit? By Karen Muedes. The Torah was not Memayit. So meaning it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi who? It's not like. The time was from the HaTorah Miyatah, but Karen Muedes. Lav Krav Yudas Rile. Right. By Shane Varegel. So the Gemara says, no. Lav Mishum Dekan Karen like Sivaba Shane Varegel, who Dixivba, the Kamashmal and the Shane Varegel, the Muadin who Shmamino. So what's the answer to the Gemara? You can't be Medaik that it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Gemara had a kasha. Why? You're Medaik from the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah choose to switch the animal from shor to tzon? Maishna diktani tzon, lav mishum da Torah, because it only wanted to say what? That over here, the Torah was memayit, and it's not whose opinion? It's not Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that by muad you're going to be memayit. Lav mishum dekan, what? Diktani tzon, lav mishum da Torah, miyata bishmirasan. The Gemara says, what? You all with me? Yeah. Rabbi, again, Rabbi Yehuda holds. It could be Rabbi Yehuda?
Because there's a field tamer of man.
Where?
When they started, a field tamer of man, Shani Yeshivarego, that's on the
other side. A field tamer of man, Shani Yeshivarego, that termir to Rishmarasan. I mean, again, let's everybody say back it up for a second. Let's go where we start with. The Mishnah said, who is our Tan of our Mishnah? The Gemara wanted to suggest that a Tan of our Mishnah is who? Is Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Why is it Rabbi Yehuda? Because Shmira Chusa. Right? It's enough to just lock it up. So the Gemara says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Meir could even be Rabbi Meir. And what? And the Torah was Memayit Bishmirasa. Because it's the Mishnah is talking about Shane Varego. Tatar miyata bishmirasan when it comes to Shane Varego. That you're enough to do a Shmira Pchusa. They have a debate by Karen, but they don't have a debate by Shane Varego, right? So the Gemara says, Rabba said, the Mishnah is meduyik like that. Because why did the Mishnah switch from what?
Short.
From short to tzon. Must be we're talking about an animal that does only what? Shane Varegel, and not Karen.
Is it saying it's Muad, Shane Varegel?
Yeah, it's Muad. And Shmira Prusa is enough for that type of Muad for Shane Varegel. Yeah. But not Karen. So by the fact that the Mishnah chose to use tzon, so therefore, that's a raya that what? That it's going even al libid Rabbi Meir. Michti b'shor askinon va'asi nisne shor ma'ishna diktoni tzon lav mishum da'atara miyata b'shmirasan. Is it not that what? The Torah was memayit shmira, and everyone would agree, bein Rabbi Meir, bein Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to shein v'regel, which is what our Mishnah is talking about, that what? And how do I know the Mishnah is only talking about shein v'regel, Rabbi Yisai? Because it says tzon and it doesn't say shor. So everyone would be good. So the Gemara, then the Gemara says, what is the Gemara's answer? So there's a girsa change here. Lav mishum detzoin like siva ba shein v'regel. Lav mishum detzoin like siva ba shein v'regel hu deksiv ba. The kamash balon de shein v'regel de muadin hu shma mina. So again, at the end of the day, so the Gemara, what's the Gemara's answer? Tzon doesn't, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is what? Is to teach you that what? That Shein Varega, which is not said by Tzon, is still considered Mu'adin when it comes to Tzon. Right? Rabbi say again, what did the Gemara suggest? The Gemara suggested a shayla. The Gemara wants to say, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda that says Shmir Pchus is enough. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about Shein V'Regel, and it's not talking about Karen, and therefore it's Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Meir. So, and what's the Raya? The Raya is from the fact that the Mishnah switched from what? From short to tzon. Right? So then the Gemara says what? What is the Gemara answer to that diuk? Amar Rabba Masisa Neket Nami Deka Diktani Tzoin Michti Bishorka Askinon Va'asi Nisne Shor Maishna Diktani Tzoin. Why did the Mishnah suddenly decide in the beginning of Akoinis to change the animal? Lav Mishum Da Atayra Miyata Bishmira Asan. So the Gemara says, lo, Mishum Da Tzoin. I think Karen's taken out, right? Mishum detzayin like siva ba shein v'regel. Mishum detzayin Karen lo siva ba. Sorry. No, you have to read it with it. Mishum detzayin. Don't read Khan. Mishum detzayin Karen like siva ba. Shein v'regel hu dechziv bay. V'kamash mo'an de shein v'regel de mu'ad and yushma mina. No, there's a totally different reason why the Torah, that the Mishnah decided to use tzon. Because we're talking about what? Shein v'regel. And tzon has shein v'regel, that's ksiva bay. Karen's not ksiva bay. And the chiddush of the Mishnah was to tell you that, by the way, shein v'regel is always considered a muad. But you can't necessarily say that that's going to be now saying that it's only shein v'regel and not Karen. The only reason we switched to tzon was for a different reason, but not to tell you that we're not talking about Karen over here. So you don't have a raya that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it is going like Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir. And it would be Shmira Pchusa when it comes to Muad by Karen. And don't be medayik from the fact that the Mishnah switched from Shor to Tzon. There was another reason why the Mishnah switched from Shor to Tzon. Good. So that's the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisai. That's the end of the first Gemara. Let's start the next Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, which is a Meir Dika Gemara. Very exciting Gemara. Gemara introduces Rabbi Yisai outside of the parish of Nezikin, Chiyuv Latzis Yedei Shamayim. Even though you're off the hook, you're not fully off the hook. Let's see what the Gemara says. Tanya, the Braisa says, this is where Akoinis really starts. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Dvarim, there are four things, Ha'oisin, Ha'oisin, Potter, Medine, Adam. You might be Potter from Adin Torah, and Bezdin can't be Mechayev you to pay. But Chayovin bidei shamai. But you're chayev to pay bidei shamai. Now Rabbi Yisai, there's two ways to learn this Gemara. Right? Rashi says, why you pater midinei adam in all these examples? Because grama ben ezikin is pater. So now, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah, of this Braisa? That you're chayev latzis yidei shamayim even though grama is pater. Is it to tell me what? That it's still, there's two ways I could learn this. Is the pshat telling me that what? That's a halacha in tashlumin? That there's still a chiv, an amount to pay on a different level of court system. A bezdin shalmaila that says that there's a chiv of tashlumin? Or Sofer said something else. Perhaps the entire chiddush of the Gemara of the Braisa is to tell me what? What did Sofer say? What do you say? Do you know what you said? That it's usser. Perhaps the chiddush is not a chiddush in tashlumin, but the chiddush is what? Is that this is usser to do. And now, because now the Gemara was mechadish, it's usser, so now the right thing to do would be to pay on a level of shamayim. But the real chiddush of the Gemara was to teach me that it would be usser. It's not that there's a real bona fide chi of tashlumin. Rabbi, say, what would happen if I would tell you the following machlekes between the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Marshal, other Achrayinim?
Wait, it can't be both.
One second, let me ask you the following. There's a debate amongst the Poskim in these Gemaras and in these examples of whether or not I have the ability to walk into Sofer's backyard and be toifis, the item. If, let's say, Sofer stole my bottle of water, right? Can I take it back from him?
Yeah.
100%. Right? Tofis lemafkinamine, that's my money, there's no question. He's chayiv b'dine adam, there's no question. I could be toifis, I could take matters into my own hand. Now, the Gemara says you're chayiv lotzi sidei shamayim. Right? So there's two ways I could look at that. So some paiskim say, if there's a chayiv mominus, so now you're allowed to be toifis. Or one could say that, no. If Sofer would want to know what the right thing to do is, then he should really be Dine Shemayim, he should pay me. But can I be Taifis now from him? No. Itafis mafkina mine. You could take it back. You do not have the ability to be Taifis. Why? Because the Etzem Din might be that he did an Avera. But I can't necessarily take matters into my own hands because of his Avera. That doesn't necessarily say that there's a Chiyuv of Mamoini Gabach that I owe you money. Because of the Avera I chose, it might be the right thing for him to do tshuva, to now me Dine Shemayim to pay me back. But now the fact that I can now be toifes from his property, that's only if you understand that the nature of the chiddush of the Gemara was what? No, there's a din mominis. L'chayev l'tzis yidei Shemayim. Rabbi say, we had an example of this. When it came to Kimlei B'Durabmine. When it came to Kimlei B'Durabmine, Rashi told us what? B'metziah tzari aleph amet aleph. Rashi says, even though Bezdin can't be Mechayev you, the Mammon, right? Because you're Chayev Misa, what? You still should be Chayev Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Rashi says there that I have the ability to be Teifis. So some Achorinim say, you see, that anytime there's a Chayev Latzis Yidei Shemayim, so I can be Teifis. That's my money. That's what Rashi says. Or no, they're different. The Marshal says that's different. That was a situation where what? Really, you should have been Chayev to pay. Just Bezdin's hands were tied. Bezdin was not able to administer. That wasn't a din in your Avera. That was a din in Bezdin being limited that they couldn't administer both punishments because of Kimlei B'Durabbanan. There, it could be a chi of Latzis Yidei Shemayim. I have the ability to take matters into my own hands and take the money back. But if you have something that's not Kimlei B'Durabbanan, it's just a case where it's Grumman B'Nezikin. It was indirect. It wasn't a direct hezek. If it was an indirect hezek, Rabbi Yisai, so it could be no. There was never a chiyuv to begin with al tashlumin. It's just not nice what Sefer did. Something he did not nice. The fact that he has to do tshuva on Yom Kippur, that now makes me allowed to take in dinei mamon as my property? Mechatesi. Is the chiddush of the Gemara halacha in what? In tashlumin? Or is halacha in iser veheter in terms of whether or not it's an avera to do what I did, and in order to rectify my avera, now I would have to now pay the money. So that's two ways the Gedolei Poskim are approaching our Gemara, and it's going to be a machlekes rishonim that we should now keep in the back of our minds. Everybody said, whenever we're going to learn any Gemaras about these Chiyuv Latzis Yidei Shemayim, how do we evaluate it? Is it a chiddush that you now have to pay? Or is it a chiddush that it was usser, or something I would have thought that it was usser, that in Dinei Bezdin is pot? So what's the examples, everybody said? Eluhain, and these are the examples. Hapoyretz Geder. Someone who opened up a fence. Bifnei Behemes Chaver. So that is Grumma ben Ezekin, right? Now the animal's going to go up and he's going to damage, and that's Grumma. It's indirect. Yeah, but it's Chayv Latzis Yidei Shemayim. Either you have to pay Latzis Yidei Shemayim, or it was also to do what you did, Latzis Yidei Shemayim, and now you should pay in order to rectify. Va'koyfif kamaso. And a person who bends over a bushel, and it gets burnt. shachaver b'fnei adleika. That's also, you're not actually physically burning it, but you're chayav latzi d'shamayim. Gemara is going to have to clarify what exactly the case is, because right now I'm leaving it very vague, and it sounds like if I take a person's bushel and I lean it towards a fire that's up and coming, then I would only be chayav latzi d'shamayim. That is not necessarily going to be the halacha once the Gemara clarifies what this means.
Wasn't that some of them like leaving someone outside with the
case of the lion? You were mechaving to Tosis on the dap of Nun Vav Men Aleph. It's exactly what Tosis asks. Look at that Tosis Nun Vav Men Aleph after Shir. I don't think we're going to get to it today, but that's Mamish, a big, big Tosis that he asked to compare that Gemara and Sanhedrin. Excellent motion. Rabbi, say, you ever hear about this? You're a balabos. You're a gvir. You have $50 million. You think you own the world. And I can control everything. The elections, whatever, yeah, and I can hush people, and I can make people testify if I want them to testify. And what do? I pay them off. I pay them off to make up a testimony. I'll give them big money. They can be set for the rest of their life. Hasoicher edei sheker. But Rabbi say, what's the problem over here? Why aren't I chayven dine bezdin? Because I didn't testify. Someone else testified, right? This should, Rabbi said, what should ring bells in your head? Well, what sugya should we have? Shouldn't this be totally on what? Shliach ledover avera? Person who sends a shliach to do an avera, he's chayv or potter. Yeah, so we're going to have to discuss it.
He's not sending him in something that he could possibly do. He's sending him for something that, he's not really a shliach. Shliach is like when we have a common shliach.
So let's say I send,
extension of yourself,
let's say I send you
to marry
so
someone.
For let's say I send you to beat up someone that I just can't take. I can't do it. So tell me it's not a shliach levar avera?
No, that is. That is, but that's you. Here, he's testifying as a separate person.
That's the case.
You are fired because you're
You're causing
because
it.
You can't
you're causing
it.
You're saying the guy would never testify himself, so yeah. Therefore it's not his own.
Okay, but I activate him. No, who says that we make a difference like that?
You wouldn't be able to testify how he's testifying about yourself. He's doing something that you can't possibly
That's why
do.
I got a shliach.
That's the whole second.
So that's a shliach lever right there.
If you can't launch your car,
what?
If you can't launch your car, it's the same thing. You turn on the electric car.
No, it's not a shliach. It's not a shliach. He's not a bardas. The Gemara says that there's no... The Gemara says that the Gemara brings up in Bamatia Yerubim Beis... Be bardas versus la bardas. Somewhere it talks about a chotzer. Yeah.
You're saying that these like AI stuff don't
What?
Like this artificial intelligence, they don't have DOS.
They don't have DOS.
What's artificial intelligence? What is this?
Like a thing for itself.
A robot?
Yeah. But they know how to learn. Meaning it can learn.
No, that's all Maman Amazing. That's all Maman Amazing.
Huh. No, it's still programmed.
Yeah.
Right.
Weiter.
AI is like
bardas. They can override.
Just in there.
Vayoidea edus l'chavera, and a guy who knows testimony for his friend, and what? Ve'eno meidlo. And he's not going to testify for him. Says the Mishnah, that's grama. Again, I'm not causing him direct damage. I'm potter b'dinei bezdin, but I'm chayev b'dinei shemayim. What?
Aren't you making him take a shvua or something?
He could make me take a shvua, and then I might have to deal with the fact that I have to swear falsely. And then there's the in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, there's the korban shvuah se'edus and the amount that you have to pay because you have to bring a korban for violating an iser shvuah sheker of shvuah se'edus. But now I want to know what I'm chayev to my friend. So the Gemara is telling me right now I was over a din bidei shamayim, so it's aser for me to withhold. And I might have a chiyuv latzidei shamayim, not a midirei bezdin, to actual pay in order to rectify that iser. Now again, can he be toifis, can he not be toifis? That'll be the shaila in the achronim that we discuss. What's the nature of the chiyuv? Is the Gemara teaching me that on level of shamayim, you owe him money? Or is it, don't forget that chakir, Rabbi say. You owe him money, there's dinei tashlumen over here, or no? He has a din, klapi the Rabbanu Shalom. The chiyuv latzidei shamayim that he has to pay is what? Is bein adam lamakom or bein adam lachaveru? It's been on the lamakom. It's his chiyuv. So therefore, I would never be able to be toifes that property. Okay? Rabbi said, we're going to leave off with this Gemara. I want to ask you the following question, Rabbi said. The first example of a pirate's geder, right? Vahalach veziko, right? Yeah? Pirate's geder, the Gemara says, potter. Putter on what? Putter on what? What got damaged? So there's a few possibilities, everybody say.
Person.
There's putter on the actual animal.
Meaning
the animal got damaged afterwards.
Or the animal's just lost.
Or the animal's lost. Do I have to pay Medine Adam? I'm putter Medine Adam on the lost animal. What's another example? What's another option?
The animal gores.
The animal gores now. Am I putter on that? And Rabbi Isai, what about also the fence? What about the fence? There are three variables that we have to clarify that the Gemara and the Tosis in Sanhedrin and the Rambam. You see that gra? See that gra, the aleph and the gra? It's on your daf. It's not outside the daf. The gra's right here. So the gra over here, it's in a Rashi. The gra over here quotes a major machlokas Rishonim of how three different examples of the Rishonim, I'm not saying it right now, we're going to discuss at the beginning of next week, of how you could differentiate and maybe be machalik between the wall, the animal being damaged, and the animal damaging other people, and now figuring out, would I ever be chayav b'din?